We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is the five-star food show featuring not me, really, but Gary Goldman, the truly yogurt genius.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeffrey. It's great to be here. We've had some unbelievable guests today. It's been a great show.
Great. Thanks a lot. And if we're going to talk, you know, being successful in the food business, we're going to want to talk to John Dustin of JED Insurance because he's going to talk to us about the three P's: process, partnering, and being particular. So, hi, John.
Jeff, I'm really happy to be here, and as you know, food is one of my favorite things in life.
So I love eating with you. I go out to eat with John every month. I don't go out to eat with you, Gary, every month.
I know it. I'm waiting for the invitation.
Well, you just want ice cream. You go right to dessert.
Well, we start out with ice cream. We end with ice cream. At least it's a meal.
I went with Gary to Legal Seafoods. They said, excuse me, can you take your order? I ordered the tuna. He ordered the ice cream sundae. She goes, would you like something before your ice cream sundae? He said, yes, give me the frozen chocolate bonbons. It was unbelievable. All he wanted was ice cream.
Is that when you told him I was 84 years old at that time? Was that the same get-together? I seem to remember that.
It might have been. Yeah. So let's get serious for a second. John, you do a lot of work with food companies, don't you?
Absolutely. We span everything from retail, wholesale, manufacturing, processing, and I really like working with the industry. There's some issues they face, as you pointed out at the beginning. In fact, one of the first things I would say is all of them are subject to some processing issues where, you know, they get excited to start their firm and they start putting insurance in place, but they don't really look at all of their true exposures. So the first thing they probably want to do is identify exposure. Then they work on solutions. It doesn't mean they need insurance. They could transfer a risk to one of their vendors. They could become an additional insured. So they want to navigate through the solutions. Then they should select the best solution for them, meaning financially, because they're all under duress in the beginning. And I think, Gary, you could...
Yeah. And everybody's looking for the best deal. How do you make sure that they get the best insurance?
And the best deal is monitoring their exposures against the solution. And then once they put it in place, and this is the most important thing I see, food service, retail, restaurant, it takes a while to build goodwill, get a reputation, and get orders going. But they should review and monitor that plan annually because things change, their contracts change, they grow, they lease additional space, and they need to factor all that into a program.
Not to mention what goes on in a restaurant, but it's a crazy world we live in with cybersecurity and everything else, and that's a huge part of the insurance business today.
And that's why partnering with an agent is important. They should give you at least an annual meeting. They should be accessible on the phone. They should assist you with contracts. If you're signing agreements with vendors, wholesalers, credit card companies, they should be reviewing those to make sure that your program covers those exposures because you have contractual liability. One of the biggest things we see is it seems to go top down. It goes from the large retail stores. They push all the way down to the small manufacturer of whatever it is, pasta sauce, salad dressings. And they require things. And if you don't read the contract and identify what's out there, you could end up with an uncovered exposure.
Mm-hmm. What about getting in with other groups as far as insurance are concerned, like being part of like the Mass Restaurant Association or retail merchants to conceivably negotiate a better deal?
Can that help?
Is that advantages and disadvantages to that?
If they have a broker they're working with that's, you know, open and honest, they would truly evaluate. So to your point, the Mass Retailers Association has a workers' comp retail program with discounts. There's a lot of associations out there that offer programs. I would say this about program business, like anything else in life. Some are good and strong with pertinent bells and whistles, and others are just, you know, an amalgamation of people buying product. It doesn't necessarily fit your exposure, though. So the proper thing to do is identify your exposure and see if it's meeting your needs.
So it's really like a customized suit, you're saying. You really got to make sure that you're buying something that's not just made off the shelf for 10,000 restaurants. Yeah. Make sure it's right for what you're doing.
Absolutely. And what people need to understand.
Get it, Gary?
I get it.
What people need to understand is even at the smallest level, the small retail store, the small manufacturer, you may be doing something slightly different. You may have more spoilage exposure or something else that could trigger a loss that could be uncovered.
if I have a pasta restaurant, for example, and I'm doing manufacturing in my pasta restaurant, what
you
type
mean
of
manufacturing, like making the pasta?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Just clarifying for those who don't understand the food business.
What kind of exposure would I have, and what would you need to do?
Well, I think you have product liability exposure. You could even have credit risk, which I'll talk about in a minute. You could have some spoilage exposure for your perishables. Clearly now you could get into the gluten thing. You know, we talk about sustainable seafood and allergens and specific food products and labeling and identifying, you know, what could cross-contaminate. So I think actually food is pretty regulated and can be pretty complicated depending on the level of what you're doing.
So you come into the pasta, they have a retail store as well as manufacturing, and they have an identifying factor that it's your responsibility to tell the person if you have like an allergy. You tell the person that
peanuts.
Exactly. You tell the person that you have an allergy, and somehow an accident happens along the way in the manufacturing process where somehow peanuts get into the pasta or whatever and the person gets sick.
Or peanut oil's used.
Right. What happens at that point?
So this is a good segue into sort of the particulars of a risk. So every risk has their own inherent exposures. So for the pasta manufacturer, they really would have a few things. They have product liability if somebody eats and gets sick or chokes. That would be covered on a policy if they had product liability. Product recall is if it gets out into the marketplace and they need to recall it. I talked a little bit about credit risk before. So everybody knows that food risks tend to, particularly the manufacturers, struggle to get with these reps, the representatives to get shelf space at a store. So one of the things that some manufacturers actually purchase, and we don't actually offer it at my firm, but it's something that they should consider, is called credit insurance. In credit insurance, they actually underwrite the retail store way above to make sure that their credit is worthy, and they back the client who's manufacturing so that if they don't get paid by the big retail store, they'll be reimbursed for that loss. So that credit facility could be a big thing for a food manufacturer who's got millions of dollars out to a major retail store and a store collapses. And we all know what retail's doing right now. It's a crazy environment.
Interesting. It really sounds like you have to do a lot of reading. I mean, the laws are changing all the time, correct?
The laws change. Certainly consumer preferences change. Things get developed at both the state and federal level. So I think it's important to have that meeting to get somebody in sync with you that you can partner with, that will grow with you.
Who cares about your business, right?
Who cares about your business? So they should plug in and want to be an operational asset to really help you build.
How do you stay current? Do you go to conferences? Do you have to get recertified? What clearly distinguishes you from other people?
Well, I like to consider myself unique, and I certainly think Jeff could attest to that, but I
that
think
that could be taken in a number of ways.
I think the fact that we get along makes us both unique.
Oh, very much so.
I think it's, you know, I do a lot of continuing education, both inside insurance and outside. I go to seminars. I've spoke. I read. I keep pretty current with everything, and I really do try to work with professionals around me as resources to help facilitate getting the right programs in place.
You know, John really is he's an insurance junkie. I mean, when I get together with him, he's always talking about what's going on, educating the field, how other people are not necessarily staying up to date, that the regulations are changing all the time now. And even especially now under this current administration, you're going to see a lot more changes.
He knows his stuff. He's current, Jeffrey. And he always has the client, as you know, in their best interest.
You know,
always looking out for the client.
You know, all my years of consulting, and it's been a few decades now. The only time I ever hear people rant about insurance is when they need them, and they haven't taken the time to hire the right people and put in the right policies in place. And when people have taken the time to put the right policies in place, they love their insurance agents after a crisis.
And one comment on that is, and this is important, when you have a loss is when you need assistance, whether it's a business interruption loss. So if a food manufacturer or restaurant goes under, they don't have a year to rebuild because they're going to lose a ton of goodwill. They need to get up and running. They need money to be fronted to them. So that's a point in time that it's imperative to have somebody on your side.
Well, that's good. And if somebody is interested in having you evaluate what they're currently doing, and I think that's a pretty easy thing to do. There's no real charge for that. How would they find you?
I think the simplest way is they could call 508-543-1067. They could email me at john.dustin@jedinsurance.com, or they could go to our website at www.jedinsurance.com.
And just one more thing. I know we're running out of time. I noticed on LinkedIn there was a big announcement you made recently about a new person joining your firm.
Yes. So
that was long.
Yeah.
So who's joining the firm? We want to hear all about this.
So we've tried to either partner or affiliate with some other folks to help all of our clients. So we recently, and we interviewed Rob DeMace from Sentinel. We partnered with them for employee benefits. And then on the life side, we partnered with a young gentleman, Sean McCabe, to help really assess business owners' life insurance needs.
So you're continuing to grow, which is very exciting for you, and it's going to provide greater service for people also.
John Dustin is very active on social marketing. You find him on LinkedIn, Facebook. Facebook I like better because you get his dog, and his dog's much better looking than he is.
Love my dog.
Yeah, just like me. Well, again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is the 5-Star Food Show presented by Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm with Gary Goldman. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.